Now, before I bring you here, I must tell you, I have a little surprise for you, so I'm going to ask you to trust me. So let me put this blindfold on you, and to let me guide you to where this little surprise is happening. Do you trust me? Good. Now, turn around. Let me put this blindfold on. Around your eyes and behind the back of your head. Blindfolded and colored. So pretty. Now, follow me. Watch out for this step. There we go. And let's get in the elevator. Does that remind you of something yet? Do you have any idea where we are? Don't worry, you'll figure it out soon enough. And there we are. Please, enter the room. Here. There is a chair right here. That's it. Lean onto it and sit down. Now, let me take your blindfold off. Do you remember what this is? What this place is? It's the hotel I first took you in. It's the hotel room where I taught you what being a good girl could bring to you. What being an obedient, submissive girl felt like. Do you remember this chair? It is the one I had you tied up to. Now, it has been a while since this happened, and look where that got you. You're now happy with me. A good, submissive little kitten devoted to her master. Good girl. Now, since it is a particular day, I thought that I would give you a present. So what I am going to do is put the blindfold on you again, and I'm going to head into that room. And from that, who knows what might happen? Come here. Head up high. Good girl. Now, wait for me. Or maybe someone else.
Well, hello, gorgeous. Hope you don't mind if I take a seat here. That's right. I'll just take off my suit jacket. Oh, wait. You can't see me, can you? No, I've tied that blindfold nice and tight. Well, it's good I can see you. Well, you're just going to have to listen to the sound of my voice and use your imagination. Sitting opposite you in my suit. Wait a minute, let me loosen this tie. That's a bit better. And you are looking exquisite. Like you're waiting for something. Well, what is it you're waiting for? You're blushing. And with that blindfold on, I bet your imagination is running wild. Just waiting in anticipation for me to reach out with my fingertips and brush them down your neck. But I'm afraid I'm not going to touch you. Oh no, I think you're going to get plenty of hands on you in due course. But now you're going to touch yourself for me, aren't you? Don't you want to be a good girl? That's right. And those fingertips. You bring that hand up and trace down your neck onto your collarbone. I can see you trembling from your touch and biting your lip. Somebody getting excited. That's right. Touch down to your collarbone. I can see your breathing getting heavier. And where are we going to touch next? That's right. Bring your fingertips down your beautiful breasts. Good girl. And then stroke across your nipples. That's it. That's it. I don't need to give you instruction at all, do you? You know what you want. And pinch. That's it. Pinch your nipples. Oh. Beautiful. And open your legs for me. That's it. Take your hands off your breasts and put them on your thighs and lean back and open your legs. It's very cute that you're blushing, but I'm the only one here. I'm the only one who can see you and can see what effect this is having on you. Oh my word. That's it, lean back. And I want you to run your fingers up and down your thighs. Of course, what you can't see is me slowly undoing the belt on my suit and opening my fly. That's it. You keep stroking your thighs. You're beautiful. Keep going. I'm reaching inside and pulling out my cock. Now, it's kind of unfair if I'm the only one touching myself, isn't it? So, what do you want to do? You're going to have to say it again louder. That's right. Such a good girl. So, slide your hand between your thighs. That's it. Stroke up yourself very slowly. Very slowly up and down. And keep going. And up, rolling your clit under your fingertip. I can see how wet you're getting, yes. That's it. That's it. And faster. And faster. Good girl, keep going. Keep going, show me. That's right. Keep going. Take that hand away from your pretty little cunt and put those fingers into your hungry mouth. Yeah, yes. suck them. That's right. And then back they go. Sliding a finger inside. So hungry for something more. Do you want something more? Do you? And I'm stroking it right in front of you. That's it. Keep going. I can see the skin flushing red. You are ready. Stop. That's it. You heard me. Stop. Take the hand away and put it on your thigh. Good girl. We're stopping there. Oh dear. Did you expect something more? Well, you're gonna get something more. Have a good time, beautiful.
Oh, hi. There you are. You're beautiful. Listen, Elle. You've been a good girl. Matter of fact, you've been a very good girl. And I'm here to help you move forward. A little bit personal instructor, a little bit of a tease. It's going to be a pleasure on my end, I'll tell you that. But yes, down to business. You see, I need to show you how to be tied. Now, I know it's not something that you do all the time, so I'm going to use my expertise here. I'm going to give you a little bit of instruction. Little do's, little don'ts. I'm going to help you do some stretches. I'm going to be touching you. I'm going to be pulling on your limbs. Pulling your hair. Touching your thighs. Pulling you against me, putting my arm around your shoulders. My arm might go around your neck a bit. If at any point I want you, if you feel uncomfortable, tell me. Okay. So, let's begin. Stand up. Let me look at you. No, don't move. Just stand there. Matter of fact, you know what? Put your hands on top of your head. Lace the fingers together. Like this. Good. Now, let me see you.
Ooh, you've been a very good girl, because that ass, don't move, I didn't say you could move.
Okay, here, I'm gonna sit down. Stand right here. No, closer. Closer. That's good. Okay, here's what I want you to do. Did I say take your hands down from your head? No, I didn't. Put them back. So here's what I want to do to you. Ooh. Your nipples get really hard. I like that. See, here's the thing. This is a reward. It's kind of a reward for both of us at this point, but it is a reward for you. I'm going to take my goal and run with it, but you have a big day ahead of you. So here's the thing. I need to see your limits. I need to know how far you can be moved, how far you can be stretched, how tight you can be. And I need to know where the edge is so that you don't break. Because this isn't about causing you pain. Well, maybe a little. But the good kind. You know what I mean. I see that smile. No, this is about making you feel expecting me to say feel good? No. This is all about making you feel. So I need to know your limits. And the only way to find your limits is to take you there. So step one. I'm very happy to see that you are pleasantly exposed. So step one here is obedience. Spread your legs. Wider. Good. You see? You've already learned step one. Do what I say. It's pretty simple. It's not elaborate. I don't need a title. I don't need anything but my will. And that's what matters. What I want right now. Put your hands behind your back. Now turn around. I want you to face away from me. Good. Okay. Here's the first subset of the whole stretching routine. See, if I put my hands on your elbows just like this, and I pull back, see, that's tight, isn't it, right? So your shoulders are sort of stretched back and pulled here. And see, if I snake my arm around through your elbows and then I reach my hand around front here. Ooh, I think you like that. I didn't think your nipples could get harder. Your hair smells really nice. So here's the thing. Sorry, I get distracted. It's hard not to. Beautiful woman like you. So if I pull, see here, with my hand on your elbow like this, and I push, pushing your elbows closer. Ooh. Yeah, you see. If I pushed any harder, I could see it right now. If I push any harder, I could tear something. I could really hurt you. It's kind of a control thing here, but trust me, I'm not here to hurt you, at least not in that way. So here's what I'm going to do. If I push just a tiny bit and hold it, breathe in, breathe out. I know it hurts a little bit, but trust me, it could hurt a lot more. But the only way you're going to be flexible and be able to be tied is to know your limits. Know your body. Not only that, but the person tying you has to know your body. And they have to know their limits as well. I'm well aware of mine, but I'm not aware of yours, so we're going to stretch you just like this. Good. Okay, let me relax that tension. How does that make your shoulders feel? Pretty good, right? A little bit more loose. That's what it's supposed to do.
Okay, so next. Don't look at me. I didn't say turn around. Gonna have to correct you for that. And there's gonna be more where that came from. Seriously. I will spank you. Not because you deserve it, but because I want to. Besides, I get to have a little fun. You're mine. At least for the next little bit. So here's what we're going to do. Arms back behind you again. You know, I didn't tell you to bring your arms to your sides, but you did. So, lesson number two. Unless I tell you, don't move. Okay? Nod your head. Good girl. Oh my. Somebody's a little wet, aren't we? Well, that tastes good. Right. Sorry. Distracted. Let's get back to business here.
Now.
Okay. This here is how it feels. Just lay this across your chest here. Just rub it back and forth. Feel that? Maybe go down across your nipples. Feel good, huh? Okay. Give me your left hand. Is that too tight? No? Okay, I'm going to lift your hand here. Now, bringing your hand up behind between your shoulder blades like this, does that hurt? Right there? No? How about here? Yeah? Okay. So we back off to right here, and we're going to hold it. Loop up over your shoulder here. Okay. Bring it under. And now I'm going across your chest. And tying it off. It's a simple tie right there, okay? How does it feel to have one hand totally behind your back? You couldn't take it out if you tried, could you? No? Give me your other hand, please. Okay, here. This one we're gonna do a little bit more complicated here. And under this piece of rope here, pull that through. Bring it over this shoulder. Make sure it's snug, and again, bring it up under your breast and around and secure it like so. Okay. Just like that. Now both of your hands are secured behind your back at a nice high point that won't allow you to easily pull them out. And fun part about this is that leaves your gorgeous nipples completely at my mercy. Turn around. Turn around. Don't hide. Let me see that beautiful face. There we go. didn't think it was possible for those nipples to get any harder. Spread your legs. See, I'm gonna... see. Now you're focusing. You're focusing on the feeling of my fingers just touching the top of your mound here. Reaching down on your thighs, just like that. Really concentrates your senses, doesn't it? I took away your ability to touch. I took away your ability to look. So now you're just focused on sound and on the sensations of my fingertips, aren't you? Such a good girl. Oh, you are so wet. I do appreciate a woman who's wet, or at least a woman who enjoys herself when she's wet. Oh, you like that? Right there? Does that feel good? What do you say? Do you want me to rub you more? Right here? I'm sorry? I can't hear you. Please what? Please rub. Please rub more. Like this? Feels good, doesn't it? But we're not done yet. Oh, don't pout. Now I want you to sit back down in your chair. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna take this rope here. And I'm going to tie your right knee to the side of the chair. And then I'm going to get another rope. And I'm going to tie your left knee to the side of the chair. And believe me when I say that will leave you absolutely, utterly exposed, both to my gaze and to my touch. Do you understand me? Good girl. Hold still. Right there, and there we go. And now you can't move. Can you? No, you can't. But this is about instruction. This is about teaching you how to sit still. This is about touching you. See here? You see the ends of this rope here? See, there's only about an inch of the rope that starts to fray because there's this little bit here called the whipping. I wonder if I could do a little whipping of my own. I'm only going to hold about 4 inches here at the end of the rope. To prove it, I'm wrapping the rest of it around my arm. See? And I'm going to touch you with this little bit of rope. Say yes, sir. Good girl. Feel how soft it is? Do you feel it trailing down your neck here? Shoulder.
Drag it across your chest, right across your breast here. Your nipple. Feel that? How about this? Ooh. That looks like it stung a little bit. That's about as hard as it can get. I can't swing any harder. But let's not let that other beautiful breast feel left out. Shh, it's okay, it's okay. That's done. Now I'll lick my fingertips a little bit here and just... you like that when I rub your nipple like that? Just a little bit of motion right there. Now, since you can't move, if I move to the side here, I'm going to drag this down to your thigh. Feel that? Did you feel that? Breathe. Breathe in. That's it. Just breathe through it. Doesn't even leave a mark. See that? You want to see it again? There you go. Now you have a matched, warmed up pair of thighs. So then I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to sit here with this one finger here. And I'm going to trace those lovely lips of yours. Yes, those lips. It's almost like you're preparing for something. Getting all nice and drippy like this. If I was going to have my way with you, there wouldn't be a darn thing you could do to stop me. You are spread tight, wide open, bound, a neat little package. Just waiting to be unwrapped. I have one more slightly personal touch to leave you. Bow your head. This reward that I'm giving you is another piece of rope, but this is yours. This is your rope. It's going to belong to you or to whoever you give it to. It is your submission. Because you are a beautiful, wonderful, very, very good girl. Thank you. I'll see you around.
Well, well. What do we have here? All those pretty ropes over that delicious body, and nobody to see it? We'll have to change that. We'll just make sure these blinds are open wide. Art like this, after all, should be appreciated. Just think, all those hungry eyes, all of them eager to get a peek. I think something's missing, though. Ah, yes. This'll do nicely. We'll just tie this vibrator tied up against your pussy and set it on low for now. I want you to be quiet, though, all right? Can you do that for me? Good girl. You enjoying that? Maybe a little bit of pain to spice up the pleasure. Oh, I can see your body tense as I'm twisting your nipples, but you're not pulling away, are you? And that look on your face is just begging for more. You like the thought of all those eyes on you, devouring every inch of you. But you keep making noises, so I'm going to have to give you something to keep your mouth occupied. Open up, little one. That's it. Suck it. Good girl. Very nice. Just like that. And just think, if they could see you now, their professional, hardworking colleagues spread out like this for all the world to see. Maybe they can. Maybe there's a business meeting in the room facing this window. But every thought of work gone from their minds as they crowd around the window and watch you right now. Delightful. Anyone could see you. All they'd have to do is look over, and there you'd be with everything on display. Such a good girl. Oh. Stop. I can't stay long. I don't have time for all this, so those batteries and that vibrator only last a little while, but I brought you this gag to keep quiet until then. And I think we'll leave the shades open as well. Bye for now, little one.
Well, well. Look at how this good girl is left. Teased, needy, tied. Did you enjoy what these men did to you? Getting you all prepared, giving you your rewards. Because you have been a good girl. And I know a reward that you've been wanting for a long time, haven't you? Tell me. Tell me what it is. Good girl. You want my cock, and you want my cum. First, let me tie your leash to your collar again. You're beautiful there. I just keep thinking to that first time, that day I took you, that day I told you that nothing was more beautiful than a submitting woman. And here you are, completely devoted, completely obedient, completely submissive, and you look absolutely radiant, you look absolutely gorgeous, wearing those marks, this collar, this leash. Come close. Your body is so warm. Oh.
smells so good. Oh, are you squirming? Are you squirming? Yes. You need me, don't you? You need me. Mm-hmm. You just need to be fucked. You just need to have this cock, don't you? Mm-hmm. You want to be held. Held and fucked. Held and fucked and rewarded like a good girl. Mm-hmm. Come here. Come here. Let me hold your head. Down. Down on the bed. That's it. S up in the air. Mm-hmm. Well, you know exactly what I'm going to do to you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to put my legs to the sides. Mm-hmm. And mount this wet little pussy. Oh, fuck. Oh. Still holding your hair while I push the tip of this cock inside. Oh. Fuck. Fuck, you feel so good. You're so wet. Oh, they have teased you for so long, haven't they? Mm-hmm. They've made you so needy, so wet that my cock can just slip inside you. Oh, so easily. Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm. That means I can start fucking you like an animal. That means I can fuck you like you're a beast. Mm-hmm. Stay down. Ass up in the air. Oh, fuck. Such a good girl. Such a good girl. Oh, that's it. Take it. Take it. Fuck. 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 You're so fucking beautiful. You're so fucking beautiful. This body looks so fucking good. And it's mine. Mine. You belong to me. Oh. Oh, fuck. Do you regret having been taken this day? No, I don't think you do. I don't think you do. I think you'll love it. Because now you get fucked like this every single day. Now you get used and fucked and thrown around. Such a good girl. Such a good girl. Oh, fuck. No, you've been trained in so many ways. Fuck. All your holes taken. Tied up, leashed. All this rope. All this rope. We'll make good use of this rope. He left it to you. Mm-hmm. How will you want me to tie you up? I wonder. Maybe you'd want me to tie your hands behind your back right now. Mm-hmm. But why do that when I can just hold them down and fuck and fuck and fuck? That's it. That's it. I can feel you tightening around me. Fuck. Come like a good girl. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Fuck. Oh, you're so tight. Oh, you're so tight. Oh, fuck. You feel so good. Mm-hmm. Feels so good, doesn't it? To have me fucking and fucking and fucking inside of you, even when you're coming, even when you're tightening. Take it. Are you going to come again? Are you going to come again? Yes. Come. Oh, fuck. Oh, pulling your hair back. Oh, that's it. Yell out. Moan out my name. Moan out my name. Scream it out. Fucking care if anyone hears us. I want them to hear. I want them to hear who owns you. I want them to hear. I want them to hear. Oh, fuck. You feel so fucking good in your body. Your body just looks heavenly when I fuck you in this way. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. This line along your spine is so beautiful. beautiful. The way it arches. Those perfect ass. Those gorgeous hair. Nice for me to both run my hands in it. Gently taking care of my good girl. And also to hold on to it and pull on it and make a nice little handle for me to fuck. You feel so good. You feel so good. You feel so fucking good. You want my cum, don't you? You want this cum, don't you? You want to be fucked. You want to be bred. You need to be bred. So much. Those balls that fill you with cum every day. Oh, come here. Come here. Lay down on your back. Such a good girl. Such a good girl. You know I'm not done with you, right? No, I'm not. I'm not. You know how much master can come. You know how badly I want to come inside you, how much I want to breed you. Fuck. When I'm going to fuck you, my cum will be spilling out and dripping out. Fuck. Pushed out until I come again inside you. Holding your hand, that's it. Give me your legs. Give me your legs. Push them back. Push them back. Oh, fuck. Such a pretty little pussy. All opened for me like that. All ready and warm and wet and ready to be fucked open. Ready to be fucked open. That's it. That's it. Fill me. Feel me trapping your body against mine, pressing my chest against yours. You can't move, but you don't want to. You don't want to move. You want to stay right there, pressed against master. You want to stay right there and get fucked into submission, fucked into destruction, fucked, because of God. It feels so good, doesn't it? And all of that, you get it because you're a good girl. Get it because you're a good girl. Fuck, your neck is so delicious to bite. Leaving my mark on you. Oh, these teeth. On your shoulders. I want you. I want you again. I want to come inside you again. Fuck. You feel so good. You feel so fucking good. Feel so fucking good. Push, push deeper, filling you up completely, filling you up so much, until the head of this skull presses against your cervix, just like you love, just like you love, just like you love, kitten. You love having master's cock pushed against your cervix because it feels so good, because you feel so owned. I own you. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. You're mine. You're quivering. You're shaking. Fucking your body is so beautiful. Your body is so beautiful. Fuck. Come. Come all around me. Come. That's. Be a good girl. Be a good girl. I know how much you like to come all around me. I I know. Fuck. You like to tighten your little pussy all around me. Because you just want to get more of my cum. You just want to get more of my cum. You just want me to pump every single drop of cum inside you as deep as I can, marking you, owning you, pushing your legs back so I fuck your little pussy is all exposed to me, and I can fuck into it. I can fuck down into this tight little pussy. You're such a good girl. You're such a good girl. And I can't wait to reward you again like that. I can't wait to give you more of this. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Just to see you smiling like that. Fucked and used and taken. Fuck. Fuck, you felt so fucking good. You're the best little girl. You're the best little kitten. You're the best girl. Fuck, fuck, fuck. I love you. I fucking love you. You're perfect. You're perfect. Oh, fuck. Fuck, you're going to make me fuck. So good every single day, because you deserve it. You've shown me that you're such a good girl. You've shown me that you are the best little kitten. And all these men came willingly. They enjoyed it because you're such a good girl. Because you're such a good girl. Oh, fuck. Feel my hand glide against your chest. Your sides, your waist, and your thighs. It's still a bit sensitive, isn't it? Oh, moving all over your body and back up. Your neck, your cheeks, caressing you, pushing your hair away, brushing it gently away. You are such a good girl, and you deserve this. Come here now. Close your eyes, nuzzle against my chest. You've been a good girl. You deserve to have some rest.
deserve to be able to lay down on top of Master. To be lovingly held. I love you, kitten. Happy birthday.